Disney, y'all racist. Y'all racist as shit. You're morally bankrupt. You're fucking creatively bankrupt, and you just make shit now. All you do is associate yourselves with shit. I don't know who the fuck thought it was a good idea, or who the fuck was like, this would be something that people should see, or teens should see, or even normal motherfuckers would basically empathize with. But to make a fucking movie about sneakers with a combination of Cinderella, are you fucking serious? God damn it. I just saw this goddamn trailer and I'm just disgusted. Like, I was like, what the fuck was this? It is so pathetic and so stupid. And not to say that they're the first ones who's ever introduced the concept of just because, if you want to deal with someone making it, they gotta associate themselves with something that's like kind of imbued in black culture, like fucking sneakers, playing basketball, or any type of major league sport. Nothing about like, actually showing yourselves up in something that's tangible, or proving myself in the business sense. We had that movie with Marlon Wayans tried to do it, but essentially he had to go around like a goofball. But that movie's actually it's a Marlon Wayans movie. It is what it is. It got David Spade in it. He plays a bad guy. It is what it is. It's called Senseless. But fuck, like, this is retarded. And again, like, what, Ice Cube made a fucking movie where the main character's aspiration was designing sneakers as a goddamn lottery ticket movie, and that was a piece of shit. Because if anyone knows anything about anything, especially people who are associated that are, fucking black, they would tell you designing sneakers don't mean shit, because designing sneakers aren't what sells sneakers. Names sell sneakers. That's why we have people who buy fucking Yeezys. Have you ever seen a Yeezy? Those things are ugly as shit, but it's because they're associated with something that is of high wealth that they're wanted. It doesn't matter about the design. No one gives a fuck about that. It's because of what they're associated with. It's why Jordans cost so goddamn much. It's why Tims cost so goddamn much. It's because our culture has associated that shit as a symbol and the status of wealth. Therefore, motherfuckers like getting it. So if someone was to just make an off-brand name shoe, but the shit was cheap, even if they had a name associated with them, like, oh, I don't know, Shaquille O'Neal, which actually fucking happens in the real world. When I was growing up, motherfuckers used to get clowned on if they ever came to school with some fucking Shaquille O'Neal shoes. It's terrible, even though he made those shoes to be affordable, yet a brand. And the thing is that it went against them. It literally did. Because if you wore Shaquille O'Neal shoes, you got clowned on. You got dogged. It made your ass feel like shit. It was terrible. I saw this happen to a friend of mine. There was nothing I could do except go leave him alone. But his ass still had to walk down the hallway where I could not follow. And he would be distraught. Because that's how our culture is. That's how motherfuckers act when they associate shit like shoes. Hey. The best thing for you to do for your kids is basically all the way through elementary school, you give them light up shoes that are associated with their favorite cartoon. And then once they get into middle school, you start buying them Jordans. You just give them a pair of Jordans and you let that shit ride out for damn near a year and a half. That's it. That's it. They have school shoes and they have play shoes. Their play shoes can be anything. Then you can buy Shaquille O'Neal shoes. Doesn't fucking matter. God damn. But this shit right here is fucking disgusting. It's terrible. You had the little sissy boy cry because I don't know if my dreams can make it. Oh, the design shoes. And it's like, honestly, if you're not picked up or associated with anything like Nike or whatnot, it doesn't matter how fucking weird your goddamn designs are. That's not what sells shoes. That's not why people get shoes for that matter. Hell, it's like what, spinning rims? Like, did it. Does nothing to the car. Is stupid as shit to have. Spinning rims, 22s, like that, the dumb shit, but it just is associated with wealth. That's it. Fucking stupid. But knowing of that dumb aspect of black people and then trying to incorporate that into a fucking movie that is based off of Cinderella, it's disgusting. It's disturbing and it's fucking stupid. If anything, why hasn't anyone tried to recreate Cinderfella? And fix all of the problems that was associated with that movie, even though Jerry Lewis was a goddamn genius. And Cinderfella is a fantastic movie. If anything, I would say the only downside of it is that the relationship aspect of it is just as goofy as the original Cinderella. There's no fucking way in the world that you could fall in love with somebody after one fucking day. Movie magic, I understand that. But still, if you wanted to fix that, then fucking fix it. But no, that's not what you had to do. He had to have some dumbass dream. And have you not noticed that this is the same fucking downfall that was associated with the goddamn other Cinderella movie that came out recently that was just really, really stupid and terrible, and people dog like crazy because the singing, lip syncing didn't even match up? The shit was hilarious. But I am pissed about this. Not on some, you know, black pride, nothing like that. This is just stupid. This is just really fucking stupid. The fact that this was greenlit, was given the A-OK, is fucking stupid. The fact that you think anyone's gonna watch this and like it is fucking stupid. God damn it. This is bad. This is all bad. This is so fucking dumb. This is just bad. This is the worst. Jesus. Oh my goodness. I just saw this trailer and I was just upset because I was like, oh, hell no. And then even knowing what the nigga looked like, and then you have the part where he like is walking away and then his shoe comes off, and then the girl looks like, oh my God, like I have a way of finding him now. Like, you didn't before? You didn't get his name? Like, we're in the common age. That shit doesn't make any sense unless you put it or associate it to where like the main character is unrecognizable to everyone else, which is similar to what the fuck happened in Cinderella. She's never met the nigga before. So she didn't know who the prince was. The prince didn't know who she is. Thus the reason why when the shoe falls off, he goes on the search for her. Makes total sense. It's ridiculous, but it makes total sense. Same thing with Cinderfella. Literally the exact same thing in Cinderfella. And any other Cinderella associated movie afterwards does the exact same fucking thing. Rodgers and Hammerstein got it right. How the fuck can you not? God damn it. This is appalling. This is very, very much appalling, because this is something that's going to be used to associate and cash grab on a bunch of ignorant motherfuckers who essentially might not know that this is incredibly stupid. There are a lot of people who essentially just look at anything just because you have a cast that's full of black people, and regardless of the actual quality of the movie itself, which again is another reason why I'm upset. And then I also know that this is going to go unheeded in terms of it raising a stir or being a problem that necessarily needs to get talked about, because it's going to be a movie that no one's going to really fucking care about. Yet at the same time, it's going to be something that the people who are influenced are going to get influenced by it. Fucking terrible and sad, but that's the way the cookie crumbles. And then I know for a fact that people who talk about movies or anything like that aren't going to even mention it because it's a black movie on Disney. It's not meant to be talked about. It's just, God damn it. It's like, for all my anger and rage for this, there's literally nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do except get this word out that this is a piece of shit. Disney is racist as fuck, and everyone and anyone who is associated with this movie should be a goddamn shame to themselves. You just immediately, if you was like, okay, his dream is to make sneakers, because that's what the urban youth is associated with, someone should have stood up and slapped somebody in the fucking face, because that is just goddamn appalling. So, caution warning for anyone and everyone who's out there looking at this or trying to get some use out of their fucking Disney Plus subscription, because Lord knows there isn't any. Go ahead and skip this movie. This is not a movie you need to watch, nor is this a movie your children need to watch, nor is it a smart movie, nor is it an intelligent movie, nor should it be deemed a black movie. If you do deem it a black movie, and I'd say look towards the Black Panther movies, you dumb fuck, as all they're doing is using your stupidity and ignorance towards black people and the fact that you'll just associate anything that's predominantly black as a positive and then not understand that it's being used in a negative manner and a negative aspect. A movie where a main character's aspiration is to design sneakers is not a movie in which you need to allow yourself to view as something that's positive for fucking black people. If anything, a movie where this man wanted to rise up in the business world, the stock market, something like that of that nature, when even though he was young. But at the same time, the only reason that he's unable to is because of the fact that he has to constantly help out his family or constantly do other things that doesn't allow him to basically spend his money vicariously until he gets a break that allows him to be able to show what he's capable and what he's actually worth doing. This is about designing the one in a million chance that you can actually achieve and accomplish your dreams. And then at that, it's making it to where it's just really fucking terrible. The concept of Cinderella is the fact that where it's just she is someone who had to work and then got the lucky break of falling in love and then marrying a goddamn prince. That's why I like the movie of Cinderella, in which he knew the location of his father's actual fortune, but then chose to not get it, even in the spite of falling in love with the princess, whom he decided to distance himself from, because realistically, he felt that she didn't really love him. She loved the idea or the fake persona that he was giving off during the time in which they met. God, I love Jerry Lewis. But this shit right here just seems terrible. It just seems bad. I know it's going to be bad. This is going to be something that no one's going to talk about, but it's going to affect all the people that it needs to affect so they can continue doing this stupid shit all over again. I would love if this created a backlash. I would love if this made a bunch of people sick to their stomach and then they just go out and boycott and cancel Disney Plus, because that would be a step in the right direction to make sure dumb shit like this doesn't happen. What if he wanted to start up his own business? What if he wanted to open up a store or something like that? But his father was like, no, got to do it this way. Or he has ideas to improve something that his father got going on. And he was like, no, don't you know, like, we do it this way or that way or something like that. Or his mother, for God's sakes, or his evil stepmother who took over something after his father died, you know, like actual Cinderella. But and then not have the fucking audacity to call it Sneakerella, as if that is something clever, as if that was cute, as if that was something that they just knew that's gonna snap with those black people. Fuck, man, that is annoying. That is just terrible that someone greenlit that fucking movie, that they was like, this is something that we should show with the Disney name behind it. And we for damn sure know that those dumbass kids that we got wrapped around our finger are definitely going to look at this, along with their stupid ass parents who will clamor to anything as long as they see that there's a predominantly black cast, because you know for a damn fact that people aren't going to speak out against it or people are going to talk bad about it, because everything associated with it is black, blackity, black, black, black. Same fucking thing happened to Black Panther. And if you ever seen that movie, then you would know that movie is not special. It is not good. It is nothing about it. Hell, I got a friend who sits there and goes, you know, the interesting aspects of it was the fact that, you know, they had a bunch of agents all around the world and they like just different. He was like, there's different layers to everything. And my argument against that was just that, but they don't do anything with those layers. And I was like, yeah, they might tell you that they got a bunch of stuff in the works, but you don't see anything about that happen. So what does that matter? Like, that doesn't mean anything, you know? And I was like, I can talk about a bunch of shit that I'm doing, but if nothing actually gets done, then it doesn't matter what I'm talking about. Like, it's like I got a lot of eyes in the fire. And I was like, yeah, all right, where's the proof? Like, show me something. I ain't really got nothing going on right now. All right, then shut the fuck up. Like, that's as simple as that. So this itself is the same thing. This is something that is like, I know it's just going to get onto a bunch of people that's just going to be like, oh, because it's not going to be that big of a deal to where hits the radar. That's why they're only releasing it on Disney Plus. So it's not going to come out as a movie. It's not going to have the same effect as that fucking Home Alone announcement, because even though that's going to be a Disney Plus exclusive, I guess, that movie is basically a remake and a rehash of a movie that's a beloved Christmas movie that no one asked to be created. But this is just going to be some off-brand black exploitation fucking film. Yes, I use that term, black exploitation, because that's exactly what the movies have evolved into now, where they only do and make shit in order to encompass that of black ignorance, because dumb motherfuckers like looking at it simply because, oh, black, blackity, black, 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 you know, black director, black producer, black writers, black actors, that's what I'm doing, I'm supporting. Who makes the money when the movie is over with? Oh, studio owned by white people. So what the fuck are you talking about? You dumbass. Fucking idiots. So, yeah, this was a piece of shit. I actually had something else planned that I was going to talk about today, and fuck it. I decided to release this instead. I just fucking saw this, but this is just god awful. So, you know, if you watch this, just know you're stupid. Well, if you like this, then you're stupid. If you watch it, hey, you know, spread the word. Tell people what you thought about it. Tell the honest truth. Don't sit there and get bogged down by the fact that they have black people in it. Don't sit there and think that that's a crux that might hinder anything of what you got going on. You know, like, no, if acting sucks, if the character sucks, if everything that's happening is just dumb and boring and stupid, let people know. I for damn sure know I wouldn't be watching a movie. So, hey, fuck it. But yeah, like, treat this shit like everyone treated the fucking live action Lion King movie, because Lord knows that that was terrible. Stop letting Beyonce do shit. She cannot act. God damn it. But Lord knows that was fucking terrible. And it ruined everything that was special and magical about Lion King. And I guess they want to do it with Cinderella and black people love of sneakers. Because normally whenever they do shit like this, it's obvious that people don't know how sneakers work or how that industry functions, much like with the lottery ticket movie with Ice Cube, because that was really fucking dumb, having Bow Wow being like, I designed sneakers. Like, fucking what? And then I'm gonna make my own company. Nigga, you're gonna go bankrupt. Because that doesn't work. It doesn't work at all. You're gonna make your own company, but you're competing with like Nike, Adidas, Footla, Fila. Fuck out of here, dude. It's like, small brands never beat bigger brands. Those shits are way too established and way too well known. Get out of here. Lou, terrible. Just terrible. Fucking terrible. So this is all going to be stupid. I'm pretty sure the moral of the movie is going to be, you know, follow your dreams no matter what. And then everything's going to heed to this angry black man, which is his dad, constantly telling him that, no, I need you to help around my store, because keeping what I want happening is a staple of why black men keep other black men for accomplishing dreams, because I'm just trying to keep us to hold on to what I was able to get. And if you chase your dreams and they fail, then you're going to feel bad and it's going to be a waste of time. And I don't want you to go through that, because that's how life works. At this point, I'm just bullshitting to stretch out some time, but fuck, man. Like, this is going to be stupid. Oh, man. And you got him meeting a girl that just happens to be a princess of sneakers. And I was like, nigga, what? Like, suck a dick. Do you know who's the owner of Nike? Do you know what they look like? Do you know what his family looks like? No, you don't. No one does, because that's not a thing. It's never been a thing. Fuck. Well, in the world of people who like sneakers, they might know. No, they don't. They don't. Fuck. Oh my God. So they're going to make it to where, like, you know, phones don't exist in this movie or something like that. I know, obviously, he's going to have a fairy godmother, which was a white guy, which was also odd. Or maybe he was a mulatto. Who knows? I'm not watching the movie. The more I think about it, the more questions I have as to why I know it's going to be just fucking retarded. But, oh boy. I guess, hell, maybe I just might have to watch it. All right, then. That's going to be it. Well, you know, I ain't going to pay for shit, but, you know. Yeah. So this has been another episode of Fun with Flame. I've been your host, Daniel the Flame, and as always, good people. I hope you have fun. Do not go watch that movie. Do not. Just tell Disney to stop. Tell them to stop with this dumb shit. Seriously.